Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian to talk about road conditions following the recent spate of severe weather.
With all the severe weather and rains we've had lately, are there problems that drivers should look out for on gravel roads in particular?
Yeah, with the conditions we experienced earlier in the spring, with frost boils and soft spots in the roads, some of those are now becoming soft again or muddy. The good thing is with the rain, some of them are also firming up, so we're seeing a little bit of both. They're not soft anymore, but they may be tracking a little mud as you drive through them, and we're working to get those repaired and touched up. Overall, I think the gravel roads are in pretty good shape. We do have 26 road closures currently related to flooding on the gravel road system. So definitely want to pay attention to signage. If you see road closed sign, don't drive past that. It's there for a reason. There's water over the road. And generally, our road closed signs do say road closed, flooding ahead. So you know what to expect if you do go past the sign that there is water over the road.
Do you have a lot of frequently flooded areas, roads that get underwater on an almost regular basis?
Yes, and actually all of the current 26 closures are frequently flooded areas, either due to Lake Red Rock level flooding or flash flooding due to streams that commonly overtop roads. So we have swing out barricades and fold down road closed signs at those locations that we can quickly deploy.
On the subject of Lake Red Rock, it looks like they're going to be releasing some overflow water. How can that affect roads or other properties downstream?
So we met with the Corps a couple days ago, and with the planned release of 50,000 cubic feet per second, we will have a couple of gravel roads that may experience inundation from river flooding. Other than that, we don't anticipate too much. We'll just keep watching the forecast. If forecasts change, we may have some other river flooding to deal with on the gravel or paved roads. But generally, the gravel roads that do get inundated at this level are fairly minor and won't impact traffic too much.
Even roads that are open can be difficult to navigate. Experience has shown that sometimes they're even more difficult to drive on than an icy road in some cases. Do you have any tips for drivers who have to go down some of these riskier roads?
Yeah, just eliminate distractions and pay attention. Be cognizant that we have had some severe weather, some heavy rain events, and a normal gravel road may be okay for the first mile, but the next mile gets a little hillier and there may be some washing along the edge of the roads. Or on gravel roads, sometimes the wheel track will pick up some water and start running. So if we haven't been there immediately after a rainstorm to blade that yet, just be paying attention that there may be some gullies and rutting going on. And in some cases, there may be some additional loose gravel that's been deposited in the traveled portion of the road that may make travel a little more difficult.
You mentioned, of course, having crews do repairs on roads and getting out there and blading and do whatever they can. Probably going to take a lot of time because there's so much to be done and you only have so many personnel and equipment available. Is it going to take time to handle any major problems?
Yeah. So we have our primary motor graders out covering their routes, and then we have all of our spare motor grader machines as well. And then we have some dump trucks touching up areas that have been flooded or overtopped or severe edge rutting. We also have our bridge and pavement crew out touching up highway shoulders that have experienced same thing, washing and edge rutting alongside the pavement. We want to get those repaired for driver safety as well. And so, yeah, we have everyone basically handling touch-ups and repairs due to heavy rain events at this time.
Do you get calls from the public saying there's a particular road problem or anything that's washed out?
Yes, we do occasionally, and we encourage people to call in to our office, 641-828-2225. We've got 800 and some miles of road, and we don't always see it all at once. So if there is an issue that someone's aware of, we appreciate you calling and giving us a heads up so we can address it and take care of the problem. you know, right now flooding is, you know, we have more and more road closures every day in weather like this. So just paying attention to, you know, local media sources and our Facebook page, and just being cognizant when you're driving around that low-lying areas may be flooded.
Thanks to Tyler Christian for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.